Can I rant to y'all real quick?
It's like, it might be longer than what I expected to be, let's be
honest.
I know. But it's like, ugh. I've been just having the hardest time recently. And it's gonna sound like really stupid. And I don't know if I'm gatekeeping or if I'm just being like rude or something. But I swear to God, like, it just seems like everything that I'm into always gets, you know, TikTokified or something, or, you know, like, whatever. And it's really frustrating because, like, I don't know. It's just, how do I put this in the right words? It seems like I'm doing it all, you know? And, like, for example, like, JoJo's Bizarre Adventures, you know, I was watching that or whatever. Like, I think it was, I was very small. I was a very small human being. I still have the original DVD case copy that my dad had, you know? I was a very small human being or whatever, and I was just rewatching it recently because I wanted to understand it better or whatever, and just like 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 months after I watched it, it just was everywhere, you know? You couldn't go anywhere without seeing a reference to JoJo, and I was just like, oh, cool, you know, because they were all really nice references. And then, you know, it came down to TikTok, and I sound so solemn, and I think I sound like a boomer, and I promise I'm not, but it came down to TikTok, and then people just decided that it was going to be a personality trait. And, you know, it's like, oh, you watch JoJo? I watch JoJo too. Ha 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 ha, death stare. And it's just like, no, please, it's very weird, you know? It's like, can we just, like, be, like, cool with it or whatever? And then, you know, now people use it to bully other people. And, like, there was this one guy, he just, like, seems like the, what is it? The Golden, I think it's called Golden Win or something like that. I swear to God, I watched it all. But the Giorno one, with the, no, it wasn't the Giorno ones. Was it? Or was it, I think it was the Giorno one. I think it is, because they took the one from part 5. And he uses that theme song to bully, like, quiet people in class. And, you know, he, like, every time they walk into class, he, like, sings it out loud or whatever, you know. And, like, now it's just, like, something that people are just used to. And I'm just like, okay, fine, like, you can have that, you know. You can have that. You know, it just kind of sours the community. It just sours it, you know. It just doesn't make it enjoyable anymore. It doesn't make it as enjoyable as it was when, you know, it was, I hate to say this, it just makes it less enjoyable than it was when it was underground, you know? And I evolved changes very quickly, but, you know, it just seems like it's not really changing. It just seems like it's just disintegrating and turning into something really ugly now, you know? And, you know, you just have to leave it, even though you love the community. And the people who love it have to leave it, too. So you're basically all just doing, like, a mass move to something different. And you're just leaving it for those people who just like to watch 2 episodes of the first season and then, you know, like, brag about it or whatever. And so I was fine about that, and I left it there, you know. And then it started happening with my favorite bands and my favorite, like, people to watch, you know, and it just started happening over and over again, and I just had to leave it, because, like, each and every time it happened, the community just began to get sour, just very, very sour, you know, And it happened, like, just recently with, like, doms and subs, and now they're, like, fake ones, and fake ones, like, you know, bragging about it and stuff like that, you know? And when they get with people, it's, like, they don't know what to do, and then they end up either injuring the person or giving the person, like, really, really bad, like, issues, you know? And, like, they're all like, oh, I'm sorry. And, like, of course, like, all willing to, like, let people learn and grow with the community. But they just don't seem interested in that. They just seem interested in, like, you know, the, you know, eating up of it. Or, like, I don't know. I guess you can call them culture vultures, but it's really not culture. I'm not sure if it's culture. But, like, yeah. And, you know, it'd be the same people who, like, bullied me for watching anime, like, a few years ago, or, like, a few weeks ago, you know? It's the same people who just, like, called me names and, like, a freak or whatever, get into anime, and, like, they're just like, whoa, you know? And, like, you know, so, like, I know it's good. Like, can you, like, apologize to me for, like, you know, you being, you know, mean to me? And just like, well, that's kind of, like, your gatekeeping, and I'm just, like, I'm not gatekeeping, I'm just, like, you know, it's, like, cool, whatever, why'd you hit me up if you, like, anyway, I'm sorry, you know, it's, like, cool, whatever, but then it comes down to the alt community, and this is a community, like, I have a very good, like, relationship with, you know, I love it a lot, and, you know, there are people in the alt community just, you know, being jerks. and, like, they're fake alt people. Like, they like to go up to people and be like, oh, I'm alt. Oh, I'm alt. You know? And they're not. And when they come into the community, they end up doing, like, all the bad stuff. Like, there's a certain, like, qualification for you to be alt. You know, you can't just, like, wear alt clothes and call yourself alt, you know, and, sorry, I'm doing something, I'm in school, by the way, and, you know, it takes, like, a certain qualifications, I'm sorry, one second, I had to recount what I was saying, but, you know, they're just like, oh, I'm so alt, I'm, you know, so alt, blah, 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 I'm just like, okay, like, chill or whatever, you know, are you, you know, are you on the far left or something, like, what do you do? And they're just like, no, I just dress in alt clothing. I don't really have any of the beliefs of, you know, alt community, the alternative community. And alt means alternative, so you have to have something about you that's alternative. And then it's fine if you don't. But then they start, like, shaming people, like, left and right. And, you know, bullying people on how they look in alt clothes or whatever. There was this one person, and they were just like, you know, black people are just, like, ruining the alt community, you know. Or there's this other person who was just like, you know, that's just scary, that's not alt. And the thing is, like, you can be cute or scary when you're in alt. I say alt way too much. You can be cute or scary when you're in alternative fashion. Like, these are the same people who go to, like, I don't know, Starbucks with, you know, steel-toed shoes, you know, with, like, red laces. Like, steel-toed work boots with, like, red laces. And, you know, people look at them strangely. And they wonder why, you know? And that's the thing, like, they're not willing to, like, learn and grow with the community. The only thing that they're willing to do is to dress up with, like, you know, whatever. But when you're in that type of community, you can dress up But you also have to be like, you know, the thing, you know? You just can't call yourself all. You can call yourself like an e-boy or e-girl. I don't really care all that much. But when it comes to, it feels like, I don't know, it just feels like, it makes me sad. It makes me frustrated. You know? It just makes me frustrated when people come over here and they're just like, well, you know, you're, like, gatekeeping. And I'm just like, I'm not gatekeeping. Like, and a lot of other people, you know, agree with what I'm saying, you know? And there's this one girl who, like, dresses alt now, and she made fun of me for wearing platforms, you know? Like, all year. Even though I wasn't wearing platforms anymore. It was, like, one day I wore platforms all year. She made fun of me for wearing platforms. She even threatened to get into a fight with me. You know, because I stood up for one of my friends because she threw a water bottle at them, you know? And, like, I'm the one person in school that gets, like, bullied, like, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know? And that's how I had my group of friends, and that's how I found the alt community, you know? And just to have those same bullies who did that inside of a community where I felt safe is just, like, messed up, you know? It's very messed up. It's severely messed up. You know, and the same thing happened with this community, too. You know, it got TikTokified, you know, and, like, I don't know if it's just my For You page or if other people have this, but it's always something about TWA, and it's just, like, God, you know, like, I guess I'm weird, because, like, you know, you would expect me to be, like, happy for things to not be, you know, underground anymore, but if for some reason, I'm just not, I'm really not, because, like, it smells bad, it feels bad, it feels like, people are gonna find it, and they're gonna, like, look at it, and they're gonna see the people on the tippy top of the page, and then they're gonna expect the entire community to act the same way, when it's just a really deep community where, like, you know, some people do this, some people do that. You can't shame people for doing this or that. You know, it's not something that you can shame people on. It feels like people are just going to come in here and, like, shame people, you know? And it just, it feels just, it's just scary, you know? And, like, having, like, it could possibly mean more rules. And, like, I hate rules. I hate rules so much. It could possibly mean, like, more rules or whatever, more things to, you know, deal with, you know, and it's just, I don't know, it just seems like, the only thing I really have is whatever is in my room, and, like, I could just, like, make a hidey hole, like, dig myself a little bunker and, like, hide in there, and hopefully my things don't get taken, and, like, I'm not saying, like, it's my things, but, like, I'm saying just, like, people just, like, coming there and, like, it feels like, how can I say it? It feels like, being stripped of something, you know, by someone who knows nothing about it, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense, but it feels like that, and it's frustrating, you know? It's just frustrating, because I don't like it. I guess that's, like, just a me thing, though. I just don't like it. If that makes any sense. But, yeah, you know. It's, like, I just don't. I don't know why this is dragging on for so long. You know, I'm, like, I don't have anyone to rant to, because, like, I have my, like, family or whatever, but, like, that's probably it. So that's why I'm making this, because I don't want to go to sleep tonight. I don't want to, like, go to sleep angry. I'm going to upload that meme, because that's, like, really irrelevant right now. You know? And that's probably it. Now I got my little pillow over here keeping me, you know, from, like, freaking out or whatever. But I just don't like when things get TikTokified, you know? And I guess that's just a me thing. I don't think anyone else, like, has a problem with it, which, I don't know, makes me feel more comfortable, I guess, when people just don't have a problem with it, because it makes me feel like the community is, like, safe from being messed up, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. I think this is, like, over now. Because I ranted, like, for 18 hours before this about how TikTok is, like, ruining everything. And I enjoy TikTok. I enjoy it, you know? I enjoy it a lot, you know? Hug me. Sign my cash for me. Wheel me. Like, it's funny. But it's just, like, not funny when, like, they're just, like, stealing stuff. And they're not stealing stuff. But this is not funny when it's my things. I'm very vain. If you, like, see that. I'm a very vain person. But, yeah, that's just my rant. I'm tired.